This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial for the 2021 King Soopers shooter in Boulder is now set for September. Defense attorneys asked a judge today for a long delay, but the judge only granted a month. Erica Mahoney's father was among the 10 people killed. Outside today's hearing, she says she's waited a long time for this trial.
When she said September, that's when I could really start to cry. It was just like we could breathe for the first time in a while. It's funny the things that you become grateful for, but I'm grateful to know that this is moving forward.
The alleged shooter has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. People in the Denver metro may hear sirens blaring around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. You shouldn't be too concerned. Local safety officials will be testing the all-hazard alert system, which has recently undergone some changes. The system previously sounded only when a tornado was imminent. Now it will go off to warn people of other dangerous situations too, such as wildfires, hazmat disasters, and mass shootings in progress. This week's test will be triggered from an off-site location. Officials hope that system will be easier and quicker. Meanwhile, strong winds continue to pelt the Front Range, causing hundreds of travel delays at Denver International Airport. The airport has recorded gusts of winds upwards of 50 miles per hour since Monday. As of this afternoon, nearly 600 flights arriving or leaving DIA have been delayed, with about 40 cancellations. Weather forecasters say the winds are expected to die down tomorrow morning. A frost advisory is in effect overnight for much of the Denver metro area. Lows will be in the 30s. This is CPR News at 6:06.